Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wire, baby. With my people's Britney, bitch.
Okay, so dancehall reggae artist Vybz Kartel, he's going to jail. He's been found guilty of murdering Clive Lizard Williams. Oh, no. They said him and three other guys killed him in his house over two missing guns. He's going to be sentenced March 27th.
Wow.
On the other hand, Petey Pablo, he was released from prison yesterday after serving more than 2 years for trying to bring a gun on a plane. But don't pity him too much, because TMZ said he hired a personal chef in jail and had his own like microwaved meals. But yeah,
this dude had this microwave stuff down to a T, you know.
You can do a lot in the microwave.
Yeah, whole chicken. Some cats cook a whole chicken in the microwave.
I've tried it before. But he's ready to make some new music with Timberland. So that's what's up.
Good.
Halle Berry can't keep a man. I don't get it. She's so pretty. I don't understand.
Doesn't matter.
We're hearing that her and Olivier Martinez are living separate lives despite just having a newborn baby. They both live in L.A., but they're not together at all. So maybe they might be getting a divorce. Wow. More breakup news. Master P's estranged wife claims that he's worth $200 million, but her and her four kids are on welfare. She's so broke that she had to move in with little Romeo.
Wow.
It's pretty bad. But Master P, he even like didn't even respond to her divorce petition. It was bad. So hopefully they can work it out, because she said that she helped him found No Limit Records, so she should get some money.
Gotcha.
Some ratchet reality rumors. Old Carly Red is supposedly trying to bag Justin Bieber. Cynthia and Peter may be off Real Housewives of Atlanta. Speaking of Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia set the record straight. She's not dating an African dictator's son. She's just like, you know, focusing on her new music. We might be getting more ratchet reality. Lil Boosie's four baby mamas of his seven kids, they're shopping around a reality show.
Nice.
So, I would watch it.
They gotta eat.
Tiger and Chris Brown might release the album together. They said it's almost halfway done. Speaking of Chris Brown, his people are trying to block an Anaheim nightclub from settling with this woman because she accused them both of injuring her knee. I think everybody's just trying to sue him. He thinks this girl's just out for money.
Target.
I think so.
Alfredis was right when she said there's going to be a sequel to Ride Along. It's coming out January 2016. Mm-hmm. On TV, Lil Wayne will appear on the new episode of Jimmy Kimmel. New movies coming out, Need for Speed and Bad Words. I saw it. It was kind of funny. Also coming up on TV on Sunday, the Woody Awards, there's going to be highlights of that. I heard Drake won like almost everything. I'm Britt, Nasha Hot Off the Wire. If I missed anything, tweet me at 2PrettyBritty. And for more stories, go to the RussParMorningShow.com.